Okay, today's daf is Vav Bas with Daf Tzadik Ches. We left off in Daf Tzadik Zayin and Beis. We're at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. I'm not going to be here tomorrow, but we'll be back Sunday. Ezra Hashem, and we have a bit of a shorter shir today. So let's get moving. Mishnah and Daf Tzadik Zayin and Beis at the bottom. Hamocha yayin lechaveru v'hichmitz. If a guy sells wine to his friend, and then the wine spoils, it turns into vinegar, eino chayv b'achriyuso. That is not the achrayus of the mocher. The mocher is not going to have to reimburse the lokeach who bought that wine, because at the time that he sold it to him, it was in fact wine. He did not misrepresent anything. But if you know that you're a very bad wine producer, and every year when you produce wine, it always turns into vinegar very quickly, and you never tell the lokeach, you just go and you sell it to him and tell him that it's wine, so then you are going to be responsible. Then it is the mocher's responsibility, it is considered a mekach toz. The Rashbam explains, v'miyadua sheyeno machmitz, but kol shana, you know that every single year your wine is always machmitz, hareza mekach toz, kidmuki la begemara, kedamle le mikveh. It has to be a situation where you told him, where the lokech made it clear that what he was buying it for, the mocher was said that it would work for the purpose of cooking, where you're going to leave it around for a long time and it's not going to be drunk all at once. Because if it was not meant for cooking, if it was wine that was meant to be drunk all at once anyway, well then why should he be chayv in the achrayus? He could have drunk it instead of leaving it around for such a long time to wait for it to spoil. Even if it were true that most of the time when people buy wine, they buy it to keep it around for a while, well, when it comes to dina mamnas, we don't care about the rov. So if it's a situation where it was not made clear what the purchase was being made for, that it was being made for cooking, so then the mocher is not going to bear any responsibility because the lokeach should have drunk it right away. And certainly, since the facts are it's not even a rov, it's 50-50. 50% of people buy wine to drink right away, and 50% of the people buy wine to keep it around for a while. So therefore, certainly, if it was not made clear that this guy was buying it to keep it around for a while, it would certainly not be a mekach toz. The mocher would not bear any responsibility. Says the Mishnah Vayter, v'im amar lo yayin mevusa mani mochelach chayv lahamad lo ada atzeres. Now, if you advertise your wine as particularly high quality wine, yayin mevusam, that's supposed to last a long time, then it has to be wine that can last until atzeres, but not beyond shvuas, because after shvuas already gets very hot, then we assume that the Tekufas Tammuz, the heat of Tekufas Tammuz, is going to cause the wine to spoil, but at least it has to be able to last until Shavuos if you're going to advertise it as something that can last until Atzeres. If you look at Tosfos, Mevusam Ad Atzeres, Kasha L'Rashba, Dabbi Kankanim D'Lokeach Ayri Masnisin, V'Lemet Le'Kankan Chagarim. Ask the Rashba, wait a second, we're talking about wine that was then put into the jugs of the Lokeach. Why, if it doesn't last until Atzeres, is the mocha responsible? Can't the mocha just say, your jugs obviously caused it to spoil more quickly? And as we're going to see soon in the Gemara, Rav Chiya bar Yosef is of the opinion that it's the mazel of whoever buys the wine that makes his wine spoil. So why can't the mocha tell the lokeach, I sold you wine that could have lasted until Atzeres? It didn't, because you have bad mazel, because Baruch Hu is trying to punish you, obviously, and that's the way he did it, by spoiling your wine. So Yeshlomer Devadai im nimtza chometz matziyam lehachi. If he had turned out to find it to be vinegar, then he could have such a taina that it's your kankan, it's your mazel. Aval hachalo ari bahachi, el lashmin tzarech liten lo yayin harotli liskay mad atzeres. Over here, we're not talking about wine that has actually spoiled. We're talking about right now, how high quality does this wine have to be? Meaning a professional wine taster can taste the wine today and tell you, oh, this is high quality wine, it's not going to spoil until Shavuos. Now, is he a Navi? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make a miracle to punish this guy and spoil the wine, can he do it? Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it. But what's the quality of the wine today? That's what we're focused on, not whether the wine actually spoiled before Shavuos. Enochinami, if the wine actually spoils before Shavuos, the mocher can say, it's not my problem, it's your kankanim, it's your mazel. But if right now the lokech tastes it and says, wait a second, this isn't the quality of wine that would normally last until Shavuos, then he has a taina on the mocher. You told me you're selling me yayin mavusam, and we can see right here in the quality of this wine that this is not yayin mavusam. Says the Mishnah Vayter, the yashin, what if he says I'm selling you old wine? So Michel Ishtakit, it has to be at least from the previous year. Umiyushan, if he says I'm selling you aged wine, Michel Gimel Shanim, then it has to be 3 years old. Rashbam explains 3 years old doesn't mean 3 years old, it means 2 years plus this year, right? It means that it has to come from not last year, from 2 years ago. And then it's going to be, then it's going to fit that criteria of being miyushan. Says Gemara Vayter, Am Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Lo Shanu El Bekankanim Delokeach. Our entire Mishnah, specifically the Mishnah, the part of the Mishnah where we said that the mocher, the ratio of the Mishnah, that when you sell wine to somebody and then it later turns into vinegar, that the seller is not responsible. That's only talking about when it was put into the lokeach's own jugs. Aval Bekankanim De Mocher. But if it was left in the jugs of the mocher, Amr lei hachamercha v'hakankancha. The lokeach can say to the mocher, look, it was the wine that you sold me, and it's in the jugs that you keep them, that you keep it, so obviously it's not my fault, it's obviously your fault. Right, if you look at Rashbam, aval kankanim de mocher matzi amr lei lokeach, afilu lizman meruba, even after a long time, hachamercha v'hakankancha, devada yencha v'kelecha, Garmu. It was obviously the combination of your wine and your kelim that caused this to happen. The sfirulei dimi mosa batzir have a yain mekulkul kvar el shein nikra davrat shasachimutz. Meaning that's an indication that this wine, there was something wrong with it fundamentally from the beginning, and it's just that it now became nikr at this point in time. And the Gemara says, what about what we said earlier? L'rav damr l'el, the Rashbam says, L'rav damr l'el kol shloshi yamim b'rishos mocher. What about what Rav said earlier, that for the first 3 days, we assume if it spoils within the first 3 days, that's when we assume that at the time of the sale, it was flawed already. But if it did not spoil within 3 days, then we don't assume it was flawed already. Ikluk mimas nisim b'kankanim d'lokeach, v'afilu tok shlosha. So you could say that our Mishnah is talking about the kankanim of the lokeach, like we're saying, and it's talking about within 3 days in the kankanim of the lokeach. That's when it's not the mocher's problem. Or if it's in the kankanim of the mocher after 3 days, and that's why the mocher would be pater. But anyway, says the Gemara Vayter, but wait a second. So we said if it's in the kankanim of the mocher, the lokeach can say, look, it's obviously your fault. So, what do you mean it's my fault? I sold you the wine, take it out of my jugs. Why did you leave it in my jugs if I sold it to you? You shouldn't have left it around for that long. You should have gone and taken it and drunk it already. No, the case is where he told him that it was meant to be used for cooking and therefore it was meant to be left over for a long time. It wasn't meant to be drunk right away. So the mocher can't tell the lokeach, why didn't you drink it right away? You told me at the time that you sold it to me that the purpose of this wine is to be used for cooking, which means I'm going to use a little bit at a time and we're going to leave it in a jug for a long time. So, wait, you had to explain a Mishnah that says that the mocher is not responsible. So, what did we say? We said it's talking about that it was put into the lokeach's jugs, and it was made explicit that the wine was supposed to last a long time. And the mocher is not responsible for it, even though we told him it's supposed to last for a long time, because the mocher can always blame the jugs that it was placed in, the lokeach's jugs. That's how we were, that's the ukimta we made in the Mishnah. Frek the Gemara, couldn't there have been a simpler ukimta? Lukma b'kankanim de mocher, utalom alei l'mikveh. Why are we saying that the Mishnah is talking about that it was put into the lokeach's jugs, and he told him it would last a long time, but even though he told him it would last a long time, the mocher could blame it on the jugs? Just say that it was left in the mocher's jugs. He never told him it would last a long time, and that's why the mocher has no responsibility. Because the mocher could say, yes, maybe it was my jugs that did it, but if you would have drunk it right away, it wouldn't have been a problem. And that's why I bear no responsibility. So Amar Rava Masnisin Kashisei. Rava said, no, if we would have read the first line of the Mishnah that way, the rest of the Mishnah would have presented a problem to us. The Katani, because the Mishnah goes on to say, Im yadua sheyeno machmitz hareze mekachtos. If the mocher is aware that year after year his wine always turns into vinegar, then it's considered a mekachtos. But if we're talking about a situation where it was sold not to be last a long time, and it was kept in the kankanim of the mocher, Amai, Why is it a mekach talis? Let the mocher tell the lokech, you shouldn't have kept it around for so long, you should have just drunk it right away. So it must be, the only way to explain the second line in the Mishnah is if you say that part of the deal was that it's supposed to last a long time. And only then can the mocher be held responsible for anything. So since in the second line of the Mishnah we're dealing with a case where it was explicit that it was supposed to last a long time, we have to go back and say that that's what the first line of the Mishnah is saying as well. That it was understood and explicit that it was meant to last a long time. Says the Gemara, Upliga de Rav Chiya bar Yosef. And this is in disagreement with Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Meaning that which Rav Yosef Rav Chanina says, that we're talking about the kankanim of the lokeach and not the kankanim of the mocher, because if it were the kankanim of the mocher, the lokeach could just say, it's obviously your fault, Mr. Mocher, that the wine spoiled, because it's your wine and your kankanim, so obviously it's not my fault. So that comment is against Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Why? Dam Rav Chiya bar Yosef, chamram mazala de marigarim. Rav Chiya bar Yosef holds, whenever wine spoils, it's always the mazal of the guy who owns it. And since this lokeach bought this wine, it's his mazal that caused it to spoil. Shenemar v'af ki ayayin bogid gevri yahir. That the wine is going to be a result of someone who has gaiva. That wine spoiling, the rebellion of the wine, relates to someone who has gaiva. Amar Rav Mari, hayman de yahir, if a person has arrogance, even people in his own house aren't going to respect him. What does it mean that a gever yahir, that he's that a guy who is arrogant, lo yinve? So what does it mean? It means even in his own abode, in his own home, no one's going to respect him. Now this Gemara is the source of the is the main makar that Tosfos had on Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis to disprove the sheet of the Rashbam. On Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis at the top, there was a statement that Shmuel made, where Shmuel said, Chamra akasva demare shavar. And the Rashbam said, oh, you know what that means? That means it's the mazel of whoever owns the wine that causes it to go bad, and when the wine goes bad, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing the person who owns the wine. Right? That's how Rashbam said. Tosfos had said, wait a second, if that's what it really means, when the Gemara wants to show that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina is against somebody who holds that it's up to mazel, why does it say Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina is against Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef? It could have said Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina is against Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef and Shmuel, because it turns out Shmuel says the same thing as Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, that it's all taloi in mazel. So that's what led Tosfos and the Tzadi Vavam Beis to say that no, that Shmuel was saying something else entirely. That Shmuel was saying that moving wine around causes it to spoil more quickly, but nothing to do with mazel. Mazel is only the comment of Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Now that's important because, well, it's important to figure out how many people agree with Rav Chiya bar Yosef. If Rav Chiya bar Yosef is an outlandish das yachid, that it's a mazel issue, so then we're obviously not going to paskin that way. But if Rav Chiya bar Yosef is supported by Shmuel, hilchsa kishmuel bedine, generally Shmuel's opinion carries some serious weight when it comes to dine mamonis, so then it would lead us to paskin that way. In fact, if you look at the bottom line of Rashbam on this page, he says, "V'nir be'enai, the less hilchus of Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina." We don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina's ukimta in our Mishnah that we're dafka talking about the kankanim of the lokeach. Elak Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. We paskin like Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, the mazala de gavra garim, that it's all up to the mazal of the guy. Elim kin yodua she'eino machmitz. Unless it's a situation where we know that the mocher always sells wine that spoils quickly. And he said that the wine is meant to be kept for a long time. But otherwise, we assume it's purely mazel. Why do I assume that we paskin that way, says Rashbam? Does Shmuel kayik have a say? Because Shmuel holds like that. And Rav Yosef paskin like Shmuel before. So Shmuel is the one that really is the brawn behind this shita. He's the one that provides the muscle that we really are going to paskin like, that it's all tali and mazel. So Tosfos obviously is going to say, no, Shmuel never said that. Shmuel never said what Rav Chiya bar Yosef says, and he has many rayas that Shmuel never said that. And therefore, Tosfos didn't like the whole idea that mazel is going to cause a problem. He said it's so counterintuitive that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish you, he's definitely going to take it out in your wine. And that's what we assume in Dine Mamnas, figuring out Dine Mamnas. We assume that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas Adin that's punishing you, and it has nothing to do with me as a mocher selling you bad product, which is more likely. Right? It sounds, Tosus was very bothered by the whole concept of Mazal Garam. So Tosus obviously is probably not going to say that we pass on like Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, and he doesn't think Shmuel supports Reb Chiya Bar Yosef. He thinks Shmuel is saying something entirely different. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Vidam Rav, Kala Misga B'talo Shel Tamil Chacham Ve'enil Tamil Chacham. Anyone who is Misga'e, who shows Gaiva by dressing like a Tamil Chacham, and he's not a Tamil Chacham, Ein Machnis Nosa B'mechitza Shoshal Kodesh Baruch Hu. They don't put him into the Mechitza of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He doesn't go into the same realm as a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ksiv Hachav Lo'in Ve'el Ksiv Hasam El Nevei Katshecha. Right, that Nevei Katshecha is reserved for people who don't practice yuhara, who don't practice arrogance. Now, what is the beggar of a Tamil Chacham? What does it mean that he wears the beggar of a Tamil Chacham? So the Gemara describes elsewhere exactly how a Tamil Chacham dresses, that there are different levels of tznius that are expected. My Talmidim in Yeshiva asked me once to speak about, they say, everyone always talks about tznius for women. What about tznius for men? Like, what level of tznius is there for? Could a man just walk around the street with his shirt off and that's totally okay? Like, is there, what are the gedarim, what are the definitions of tznius for men? So I gave a share on it, but one of the things that emerge from Chazal and from the Shulchan Aruch is that a Talmud Chacham has to have a higher level tznius than a regular guy. So the Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says, even his undershirt never shows. His regular shirt never shows. He wears his outer beged in such a way that you can't see the under beged. Forget about his skin. You can't even see the beged underneath. I remember Rabbi Taitzel, Chron Levrachos Levaya in Eretz Yisrael, his son said that his father never saw any of his balabatim. None of his balabatim ever saw his father without a jacket on. That he always dressed the part of an Adam Gadol, which he obviously was. But someone who's Misyaher and decides he's going to dress like a Talmud Chacham, even though he's not, so then that's not a good thing. That's something that's considered to be inappropriate, excess, arrogance. There was a Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael once who was a genius of a person who used to wear a short jacket. And someone, they asked him once in Eretz Yisrael, they asked him, why don't you wear a long jacket like the you're a chashuva person, why don't you wear a long jacket? He says, Talmud Chacham shouldn't dress like the Hamon Am. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the Hamon Am wears a long jacket. You know, I want to dress like a real Talmud Chacham. So, but anyway, that's the halacha is that a Talmud Chacham has to have a higher level of tznius than a regular person. So, but for a regular person, that level of tznius is inappropriate. In general, when it comes to a chumrah, we always have to ask ourselves: is this chumrah something that's appropriate for me and therefore good? Or sometimes the chumrah is bad. Sometimes the chumrah is inappropriate because it's not reflective of the level that the person is on. That's what they say the Vard in the Gemara Chulin, where the Gemara Chulin says that one of the Amoraim said, I'm like Chala Bar Chamra, Legabe Avua. I'm like vinegar, the son of wine, compared to my father, because after my father eats a fleshig meal, he doesn't eat milchik for 24 hours. And me, I just go misu'uda l'su'uda. That's the whole source. That Gemara's the whole source for the idea of waiting 6 hours. So the Bali Musar of Shurmach writes, ask the obvious question. Instead of being upset that you're not like your father, why don't you just wait 24 hours? Be like your father. And Rav Shurmach points out that the Bali Musar answer that no, he wasn't lamenting the fact that he doesn't wait 24 hours. He could if he wanted to, but the problem is that was a chumrah that was not at his level. And that's what he was lamenting, that he wasn't quite at that level where it would have been an appropriate chumrah. A chumrah has to be appropriate for the person at that level. So anyway, so that's the issue over here. When I was in YU, Rabbi Lam gave a whole Musar Shmuz about guys dressing up like rabbis. Okay, anyway, so says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hai man zavin le chavisa de chamra le chanva'a adait l'suya. Let's say a guy sold a barrel of wine to the storekeeper, I'll das that the storekeeper will sell it gradually. And basically, the way the Rashbam explains the deal over here is that you give it to the Chenveni in order for the Chenveni to sell the wine for you. The Chenveni is going to have a little bit of a markup, so he'll make a little bit of money. But the Balabais does not get paid until all the wine is sold out. Well, as soon as the Chenveni sells all the wine out, he'll pay the Balabais. If he took in a total of $100 for the wine, he'll give the Balabais the $80 for the barrel. The Chenveni will take the $20 markup. But says the Rashbam that ain't a Chenveni el a shliach bialma. Litzal Schar Tirchu. In this case, it's not that it was actually sold to the Chenveni. The Chenveni is more of a shliach of the Balabais to be the one to sell the wine and take payment for the tircha that he goes through in selling the wine. So that's what happens. And then v'takaf apal go atilsa. And then the wine spoils when there's still half of it or a third of it left. So dinuhu de mekabel imnei. So the halacha is that he has to be mekabel from him, meaning that the balabais takes the loss on that, because according to the Rashbam, it was never sold to the Chenveni, never belonged to the Chenveni. So of course the balabais is going to take the loss on it. Who else is going to take the loss on it? He's the owner the entire time. V'lo amran el de lo shani bevarza, v'lo shani bevarza lo. And that's only true if the Chenveni didn't move the spout. But if he moved the spout, the spigot, to a different spout in the barrel, then the balabais doesn't have to take the loss, because we assume the Chenveni is the one who's responsible. V'lo amran el de lo mati yom deshuka. That's also only true if the yom hashuk didn't come. So the Chenveni has an excuse why he didn't sell out. But if the Yom HaShuk came and the Chenveni still had half a bottle left, the Balabais can say, you didn't do your shlichus, meaning you should have been able to sell this bottle in the Yom HaShuk. There are thousands of people in the marketplace. If you were doing your job and you showed up on time and you were advertising properly, then you would have been able to sell it. The fact that you didn't sell it shows that you were just being lazy. That's how the Rashbam understands our Gemara. It says Tosfos, Haiman Zavon Chavisa Dechamra Daita Lesuye, Pirish Rashbam, De'ena Chenveni El Shliach Bialma, that the Chenveni is only a Shliach. Ve'ein Nira Lari, says Tosfos, I don't think that's correct. Dim Kein Lavle Lememar Zavin. Why does the Gemara say he sold a Chenveni a barrel of wine? If a Chenveni is a Shliach, he didn't sell it to him, he gave it to him to sell, right? He didn't sell it to him. Va'od dim kain magufa migufa milsa derava lo shamin and shum chiddush. And furthermore, if it's true that he just made him a shliach, then Rava himself, who made this statement, isn't telling us anything. The hadikamer lo amran. Where would the whole chiddush be? The whole chiddush is in the lo amrans, that this is only true if he didn't move the spout, and this is only true if it didn't come yom with the shuka. That's where the real chiddush is. But if I just made you a shliach and you didn't sell out, obviously I'm the one that takes the loss, not the shliach. Right? There's no chiddush in that. And Rava didn't say these lo amrans. The lo amrans was the Gemara adding on afterwards. So if you're going to say that the Chenveni was a shliach, Rava taught us nothing. There's no chiddush in Rava's statement. Of course, if I make you a shliach and you don't sell out, I'm the one that's going to take the loss and not you. The low amrans, it doesn't sound like the low amrans are coming from Rava. It sounds like that's coming from the Gemara. He says, the case is, you sold it to the storekeeper as a real sale, and it's aldas that he's going to go and sell it in the store. And it's very similar to a case where you sell it almanas to be used for cooking, where it's supposed to last a long time. And therefore, when you sell it to be sold, you sell it to the Chenveni to be sold in the store, the understanding is that it's supposed to last a long time. And that's the Chiddush of Rava. And therefore, if it doesn't last a long time, the mocher, the wholesaler, is going to be the one that's responsible. Says Gmar Vaiter, Vam Rava, Rava says another Chiddush. Let's say a guy gets wine, almanas, the wholesaler sells the retailer wine, almanas that he brings it to the port of Val Shafat. Why does he want him to bring it to a port of Val Shafat? Because the point is that over here, the wine is less expensive, and he figures that if he brings it to a different place, then it will be more expensive than that other place, and he'll be able to sell it at a higher price. He'll be able to make more money off of it. Vadamati hasam zal, but by the time the guy got there, it had already gone down in price. So dinu hu demekabele. The halacha is that that the balayayin has to take all the loss. Because since even if it would have gone up in price, he wouldn't have, meaning even if it would have gone up in price over here, the shliach would not have had the right to sell the wine over here, because the deal was he had to wait till it gets to Val Shafat, right? He has to get to to this port of Val Shafat. So regarding going down in price also, we assume it's the Bala Yayin's problem. Now that's true in terms of the having to deal with loss on the wine. What about if it were Genev Vaved, if it were stolen or if it were lost? Meaning not that the went down in value, but it were actually lost. So says Gemara, says Rashbam rather, meaning the agreement was that they split the profit. Right, that was the agreement over here. It's an ISCA agreement, where one guy is the investor, the other guy is the one that does all the work, and they split the profit. That's the nature of the agreement. Now, it happens to be that it went down in value in the place where he was supposed to go, so we assume that the investor is the one that takes all the loss. Now, what if it would have been Gnev Aveda? So it says, Rashbam, Gnev Aveda, then they would split the loss on Gnev Aveda, because that's what it was. That's why they're in an ISCA agreement, to split the loss for something. So for Gnev Aveda, they would split the loss. What if it would sour? So says Rashbam, he says if it were sour, they would also both take the loss. Why? Because we assume souring, Rashbam keeps coming back to this point because he paskins like it, we assume souring relates to your mazel. The mazel of who? The owner of the wine. Well, who's the owner of the wine over here? It's split. One guy is the investing partner, one guy is the working partner. It's both of their mazels, and therefore they would have to split the loss on souring. So Ibailu, have a chalamai. So yes, what if before the guy ever got to the place where he was supposed to go, it turned into vinegar? Then what would the halacha be? If you look at Rashbam, have a chalam mikami damti lahasa mai mi mekabel baliyayin kol ahefsada afilu gabi mechiru gemura mekabel. Do we assume that the original owner of the wine takes all the loss? Because even by a real mechira, a full mechira, he's mekabel loss in this case. Mishum dom lelokeach hachamarcha vakankancha, because lelokeach could say, it's your wine, it's your jugs, why did it spoil? Hey, chadarmalei the mikvah, when he told him it was supposed to last a long time, because the mocher loses the ability to say, well, you shouldn't have left it around for that long when I told you you can leave it around for that long. Over here, especially over here, where I told you don't sell it until you get to far away, so and then it spoils by the time you get there. Of course I can't tell you shouldn't have left it around for that long. Then of course the mekabel of the yayin could say, look, it's your jugs, your wine, it caused the problem. Oh, Dilmor, maybe no. Lo mekabel kol ahefsad el palga. Or maybe no, the nature of this agreement is, I'm not taking the loss, I'm taking half of the loss. Maybe it's all a mazel issue, and since we're both owners, we split the loss. So what's the din? The Rashbam understands that this shayla of the Gemara, Cholamai, is totally on, do you paskin like Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, or do you paskin like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina? So says the Gemara, Amr le Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, ki avan be Rav Kana, Amr lan Cholalo. When Rabbi Rechia Barashi, he said that we don't pass on Rabbi Yosef Barachanina, we pass on the Chalalo, that if it spoils, they split the loss, because they're both owners. And some say that no, even if it turns into vinegar, the owner or the original owner is the one that's responsible, the mocher is the one that's responsible, like Rabbi Yosef Barachanina said, and not like Rechia Bar Yosef, meaning that it's not an issue of mazel. Rashbam says, but we paskin, it is an issue of mazel, because that's how Shmuel paskin. Yashin Mishal Shtaka, the Mishnah said that if you say you're selling old wine, it has to be from the previous year. Tanu miyashin v'holech adachag. And when we said that it has to be 3 years old, when you say you're selling yayin miyushan, it not only has to last into the third year, it has to last all the way ad hachag of the third year, in order for it to be considered miyushan. Hamocher makom lechaveru nu Mishnah, a guy sells a place to his friend, v'chena makab makom lechaveru, or someone receives a place from his friend, lasos lo beis chasnus l'bno, in order to build a beis chasnus for a son, meaning when a son gets married, the minhag was that the son would move in near his parents. They would live in the city of the boy, not in the city of the girl, like Yitzchak Avinu. Beis almanus l'bito, or he needs to build a beis almanus l'bito. His daughter Nebuch lost her husband, and now she needs to move back home, right? Because she wasn't living near her parents' house, because when the girl gets married, like we just said, she moves away to where her husband's from. So now she's coming back home, back to her parents' home, so he needs to build her house. Bona arba amos al sheish. He should build a 4 amma by 6 amma room, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel omer, refes bakar yizu. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, that's a cattle. That's a cattle stable. That's not a home. Harotz alasos refes bakar bona dalad amos al sheish. Yeah, if you want to build a cattle stable for your daughter, build her a room that's 4 amos by 6 amos. By his katan sheish al ches. You want to build her a small house, make it 6 amos by 8 amos. Gadol, you want to build her a big house, ches al eser, make it 8 by 10 amos. Traklin, you want to build her a palace? Yud al Yud, not by 5 town standards, but then it will be 10 amos by 10 amos. Romo kechatzi archo kechatzi rachbo, and the height of the ceilings is very important. The height should be half the length plus half the width. Raya ledavar mshungam liyolomer kabinin hechal, and the raya to that proportion of height to length and width is the hechal itself, because that was the proportion of the height of the hechal as well, right? That the that it's romo kechatzi archo. Because what do we know by the Hechel? The it was 40 amos long, 20 amos wide, and 30 amos in height. Right, half of 40 is 20, half of 20 is 10, 20 plus 10 is 30. So there you have the Binyan Hechel. Says the Gemara, Lamanu, Mishnah Beis Chasson, Slubno, Beis Almanus, Slubito. Listening, Beis Chasson, Slubno, Ulabito, Beis Almanus, Slubno, Ulabito. Why, when we talk about someone who's newly married, do we dafka identify building a place for your son? And we talk about someone who's newly widowed, we dafka talk about the daughter. Why aren't you building something for your newly widowed son, or for your newly married daughter? So says the Gemara, like we explained, Milsag of Orchikamash. It's telling us that it's not normal for the son to live by his in-laws. He says, I've weighed the value of everything and I haven't found anything cheaper than Subin. The Kalmi Subin, something even cheaper than Subin, is Chasan Adar Beis Chamav, is a son-in-law who lives in his father-in-law's house. The Gemara assumes that the mother-in-law can't be trusted with her new son-in-law. She's so in love with her son-in-law that we don't trust them together. The Kalmi Chasan Oreach Machnes Oreach, and even worse than a Chasan, who lives by his in-laws, is an oreach who brings along other guests. He should be happy that he's being treated as a guest. To come and then add other guests to the host is not nice. V'kalmei oreach meishav davar b'tarim yishma. And even worse than an oreach, someone who responds to questions before he hears the full question. Shem meishav davar b'tarim yishma, avelis yilav uchlima. That it's an embarrassment to do such a thing. Rabbi Shmuel omer revis bakar yizu arot talasos uchule. Rabbi Shmuel says, it's a revis bakar if you build it 4 amos by 6 amos. So revis bakar man katanila. Who's the one that's saying it's Revis Bakar? Ikadam Rabbi Shmuel Katanila, Ikadam Rabbi Akiva Katanila. There are two ways to read the Mishnah. Some say that's Rabbi Shmuel's contribution, some say that's Rabbi Akiva talking. How so? Ikadam Rabbi Akiva Katanila Vachikamar. Afal Pisha Revis Bakar, he pamshad most of the rest of Revis Bakar. Rabbi Akiva is saying, yes, I acknowledge it's not a covetic way to live, but sometimes that's what people build for themselves and for their daughters. Something that's like a refes bakar. And therefore, if you're selling a place that's supposed to be a beis chasas lebno or a beis almanas lebito, sometimes you make a refes bakar, and therefore 4 by 6 amos is enough. V'ikadamar, and others say, no, Rabbi Shmuel katanila, pashup shad, that Rabbi Shmuel is the one who said it. V'achikamar, sharot zelaz refes bakar osa arba masal sheish. No, if you want to make a refes bakar, you build it so tiny. If you want to build a kavadika dwelling for your daughter, though, you make it much bigger. Then we say, traklin yur al yur. If you want to build a palace, then you make it 10 amos by 10 amos. My traklin, what is a traklin? Kuvsa bevardi. It's the article translation of a pavilion with roses. Tani v'kantir shtei mesrei al yur beis. And a kantir, if you want to build a kantir, then it's 12 amos by 12 amos. My kantir, tarbit zapadni. It's a courtyard of a mansion. Romo kachatzi archo kachatzi rachbo. Raida rishung liyom ar kabini nehechal. Then we said the height is supposed to be half length plus half width. Raya ledavar man katanila. Who's the one that threw in this raya at the end from the Hechel? Ikadam Rav Shmuel Gamliel katanila v'hachikamer. Some say it's Rav Shmuel Gamliel who said it, and this is what he meant. Raya ledavar minayin. Where do we see this proportion of height to width and length? Amram Shmuel Hakol Kibinyan Hechel. We see it in the Hechel. V'ikadam Rav Tanakama katanila. And some say that the Tanakama said this. Rav Shmuel Gamliel atmui kamatama. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel is wondering about it. V'achikamer le Tanakama. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel says to the Tanakama, Raya minayin. Where do you have a raya that you need such a high ceiling for this room? Mibinyan hechel. What is your raya from the construction of the hechel? Altu kuli alma kabinyan hechel avdi. Everyone has to live in something that looks like the hechel. That's ridiculous. The hechel is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dwelling. We don't need something like that. Tanya achir mamrum ramo kikarosav. Others say that the height should be the length of the beams that go across. Velemile Romo Karachbo, why don't you just say the height should be the length of the beams? Why do you have to say that it's of the width? Why do you have to say that the height should be the length of the beams? Why not just say it's the same as the width? Ibaisema Besame Eloi Ravach, because you could say that the house widens at the top. Vibaisema Mishum Diika Bekavi, or it could be that there are windows where the beams rest, so the beams are actually wider than the width of the actual house. Okay, let's stop there. And Be'ez Hashem, like I said, I'm not going to be here tomorrow, but Sunday we'll probably pick up from the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Tasam and Beis.